Now back to Inside Hillcat Nation with your host and the voice of the Hillcats, Josh Haley.
We're back on Inside Hillcat Nation and joined by Bria Salazar from the women's soccer team here at Rogers State. And she's also the Student Athlete Advisory Committee President for Rogers State as well. Bria, thanks for taking the time and welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure coming back. And I just, you know, thank you for having me on again.
Hey, let's start off with talking about your sport, specifically women's soccer. When we talked to you before a few weeks ago, we didn't know for sure what the season might hold. But now we know that there will be some sort of schedule in the spring, and there's a little bit more clarity around that now. But how exciting is that to know that there will be some of that competition going on?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, with training going on, we've all been anticipating, you know, having a season, and the fact that we've been told that, you know, we're going to have one. We're just that much more excited to get out there and compete.
You're used to having a limited spring schedule anyway, but it's just kind of amplified a little bit, though. And it'll be fun for everybody, I'm sure, to be able to play against somebody other than themselves, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We actually do have a scrimmage tomorrow night. Well, this will be our second one for this fall season, but the fact that we're going to be able to play other competition, that'll definitely be a game changer and challenge us more on the field.
Now, a huge role that you play on campus, of course, is the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, or SAC as it's better known, president. What first got you interested in SAC when you were at Rogers State?
What first got me interested was actually our old keeper, Taylor Stover. She served as president. I wasn't exactly quite sure what the organization was or what it stood for. She actually was looking for someone to replace a representative that was graduating that year. So she came to me and had informed me what it was, what they do. And, you know, I said, yeah, of course, you know, I'll take part in it. I'll be a member. And, you know, it sounds like a great organization on campus to be with and be a part of. So that's just what got me into it.
That was one of the things I was going to ask you in your role now. Are you constantly recruiting and trying to find new members to kind of carry it on, you know, once you're gone?
Oh, yeah, of course. So SAC essentially stands for an organization on campus compromised of student athletes. We are essentially the voice of the student athletes on campus and for our institution. Our biggest priority is to further enhance the student athlete experience, whether it's academically on the field or in terms of them living on campus. You know, we do as much as we can to promote the student athlete life as best as possible. At the end of the year, once we do have members that are graduating out, that is when they will recruit another member to take their spot. And so that is how we essentially get our members every year.
There's a lot of community service efforts that take place. Tell us about some of those that SAC has organized.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we do a lot of different things throughout the year. Unfortunately, with COVID happening this year, we weren't necessarily able to do that. But some things we've done in the past are, you know, walking kids to school on National Walk to School Day. We have gone into elementary schools and read to children and participated in that aspect. We usually go into the community center when there's a Halloween carnival and we'll display our own stand where we'll provide stickers and candy for kids. We'll also participate in the Angel Tree program during Christmas time to help those families in need provide for their children gifts and presents that they can give to their kids. So those are some of the things that we do participate in throughout the year.
And for you, it's a chance to be in the community as well, because you're obviously a California native. There's a lot of diversity on the not just your team roster for women's soccer, but for SAC as well. All teams are represented, and there's a lot of diversity of where people come from geographically. And so you have some folks that are local who have been in this community, and then others who have been outside of it. But it seems like it's a good mixture to be able to create a really good result and a good product when you're out in the community doing work.
Oh, of course. Yes, we have people from all different parts of the nation, those that are from different countries around the world. We actually have our Diversity and Inclusion Week for the NCAA coming up. So we're going to have some content through the athletics coming out for that next week, just highlighting a lot of our student athletes. So it's definitely really cool to get a lot of different people from different backgrounds coming together to do a really good thing.
One of the functions of Campus SAC as well is to build a sense of community within the athletics program involving all the athletics teams. And at least from my vantage point, it seems to me that there's a lot of support and camaraderie between the different teams, that they're at each other's games supporting each other. And just a lot of connectivity there. Why is that? How does that come about?
You know, I think there's a sense in a lot of us are on campus. We do compromise a lot of the students that do stay in the dorms. And we do get to build those personal relationships with other student athletes. And we find it's easiest, you know, in order for us to show support for one another, to attend each other's games. And it's actually really fun. You know, I've met a lot of great friends here, and we go support them regardless of what team they're on. And it's just a really fun atmosphere to be in.
How do you personally time manage when you factor in academics, being president of the SAC, your training for women's soccer, and then, you know, travel during the season as well? How do you time manage?
That's actually a funny question. You know, I think with anything else, everybody has different priorities and they have different things going on in their lives. But I always find time to make sure that I do the things that are promoting to my well-being and to further my career. And I also want to make time for the things that are fun, like watching movies or going out with friends, going out to eat. So it's honestly just a matter of, you know, prioritizing in the right way and allowing yourself to also have that side where you can go out and enjoy stuff like that on your free time.
One of the responsibilities of SAC as well is, you know, to kind of take a look at some of the things that are happening within the conference and be a voice for the rest of the university's athletic programs and things like that. You got to be part of the SAC when the transition was happening from the Heartland Conference after it dissolved and moved in to the MIAA conference. So what was that procedure like in kind of, as the SAC as a whole, kind of saying we've got to reassess a lot of different things because there's so many differences from one conference to another?
Oh, for sure. I know that in the MIAA, we are an associate member. So we actually had a call over the summer with multiple student athletes to, you know, get a sense of what can we do better? How can we accentuate the experience? What is there that's lacking? And I think we got a lot of really good feedback. And with that feedback, we're trying to implement that into our legislation now and just further, you know, grow and help the student athlete experience.
I know one of the other roles and something that's very important is to develop the positive student athlete image on campus and in the community. What are some of the things that the SAC talks about in making that happen?
We actually talk about, you know, supporting each other. We also give opportunities for student athletes that may need any opportunities to go out and volunteer or maybe need some internship hours. We also look at that, and we also relay that information and tell them, you know, if you have any teammates that are on your team that are looking for some opportunities like this, go ahead and read that information and stuff like that. It's just all about those members gaining information and going back to their teams and sharing it with their other teammates in order for them to get a sense of, okay, you know, this is going on, and if you want to take part in it, then it's there for the taking.
Obviously, when COVID hit last March and everything kind of went virtual from there on out, I know that the SAC didn't stop, though, and there was still a lot of brainstorming and things that were happening. Take us through some of that.
So it was a little difficult because at that time we were sent home, so everything was kind of scattered everywhere. But I think we came to a term where, you know, everyone's at home, it's going to be okay. The hardest thing was at that time, a lot of sports were getting information that their season was no longer going to be taking place and they were not going to be going forward with it. But the thing that we did was instill positivity in those student athletes and, you know, those that we are fortunate for those that did decide to come back and participate in that year that they were given an extension for. And for those that did eventually end up graduating out and leaving us, we were fortunate enough to have them contribute to the SAC organization, and we really thank them for that.
And there's a few of those folks who actually are able to continue to serve on SAC because they're utilizing the extra year of eligibility currently, right?
Yes, that is correct. We do have a few people from different teams that are currently doing that.
Was that a positive thing as well to know that, hey, these are people who have been here and have experience with SAC and we get to keep them and don't necessarily have to lose them? Like, not only does their sport get them for an extra year, but so do we.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, we'd never want anybody that utilizes the athlete experience here at RSU to feel like they're not getting the entirety of their student athlete experience. So for them to make that decision and to be comfortable with it, and for us, that just makes it that much better. And to have them back returning in order for them to help out with our legislation, it just, you know, further helps us.
with COVID obviously playing an impact on the on what the season is doing right now, and you don't really know yet how schedules might play out with certain things and different sports, and we had fall sports with cross country kind of begin on a limited schedule, but how does the overall interaction of having games or not having games affect meeting times? Does it give you more flexibility to say we can all get together, you know, more frequently or on a more universal time because there's not much competition happening right now?
Actually, surprisingly so, it's quite the opposite. There, because everybody is considered in an off season, I know we do have our cross country competing. A lot of teams are utilizing that time to further grow and to using their practice times, which is totally okay. I mean, we don't have a problem with that at all. We'd rather be practicing than not. But we've made it a count to, you know, communicate that with our student athletes, and we've all set a certain time and date, and we also do social distance when we do meet. So it's actually worked out into our favor.
When you yourself will utilize your extra year of eligibility and be able to play and compete next fall with the women's soccer program, will you still be able to stay as the SAC president at that time?
You know, that is actually something I don't know of yet, but I mean, that's something I could look into.
And so, when did you first start? When did you first become a member? You told us how you got into it and how you got involved, but when did it all start for you?
So I got recruited at the end of my freshman year, and I wasn't actually a member until my sophomore year.
So now in your third year currently, correct?
Yes.
And you've got some fellow leaders there with you that are upperclassmen. Lily Garner, who's the vice president, Taylor Redding, who's the secretary, and Avery Buck, who's the treasurer. So a lot of upperclassmen experience and wisdom, I guess you could say, that's in the leadership core of SAC right now.
Of course, yes. Actually, it's something that's quite different. You know, we have a group of advisors for the organization that are actually all women, and you know, they're all wonderful people, and they've all been contributing to the organization in a positive way. So I couldn't be happier.
Bria Salazar, the president for Student Athlete Advisory Committee, thanks so much for taking the time to be back with us on the show as well, and best of luck in the spring soccer season as well.
Thank you so much, Josh. I appreciate it.
That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Hillcat Nation. A reminder, you can check us out on your favorite podcasting platform as well. Until next time, I'm Josh Haley saying so long.
Inside Hillcat Nation is produced at RSU Radio. All of the music on this episode was provided by the band Bringer. Tune in next week and every Friday at 1 for more Inside Hillcat Nation.